Take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please sit down. Sorry for the delay. I'm on overtime this morning. So, the theme this morning is all about the importance of rest and relaxation in our busy lives, and also a reminder that the gospel is for everyone. So, firstly, a few facts. 1 in 5 manual workers put in more than 50 hours a week, and 1 in 8 managers work more than 60 hours a week. The average British lunch hour is now only 30 minutes long. And 1 in 10 workers still get no paid holiday. And just walking around Market Drayton or any other town centre, we see people on their mobile phones, perhaps keeping up to speed with work, running the home, or catching up with friends. Social media and emails mean that we can contact people in an instant and expect an instant response. Everyone is busy, busy, busy. And I guess as a result of COVID, we've now got Zoom, which means that certain meetings can be Zoom. People don't have to go into the office very often. And for many, life is too busy. They feel stressed. But then others have no work at all. And that lack of work is stressful in itself. Stress-related illnesses are now so prevalent in society. It's said that 40% of all work-related sickness in the UK is caused by stress. Relationships suffer, and so can our homes and communities. The reading from Mark this morning is not the easiest to understand because it's either side of two of the most famous stories in the Bible, the feeding of the 5,000 and Jesus walking on the water. But you're going to have to wait another day to find out and listen to those two stories. Busyness was a problem in Mark 6. It began with the disciples returning from their mission. They wanted to tell Jesus all that they had done and taught. You can imagine them surrounding Jesus, full of excitement. They've made a difference in people's lives, and they're eager to talk about it and what they've done and how great it was. Their success is a mark of Jesus' success as a leader, as is his concern for their well-being after a stressful time. But as was so often the case, when Jesus needed time away for some rest and relaxation with his disciples, he didn't get it. The needy crowds are always present, pursuing Jesus as if he were a modern-day celebrity, so that plans for rest with the disciples fell through. Jesus was a shepherd, not a pop star. He placed the people's needs above his own. The disciples, too, have caught Jesus' vision of shepherding the lost sheep, so that they're ready to recognize their responsibility and respond to people's needs. Interruptions were a constant problem for Jesus. They happened all the time, and it must have been hard for them to keep focused on the task in hand. Jesus was aware that the missionary work the disciples had been doing, they needed time away to rest. And we all need time of rest, relaxation, and sleep. If we don't get it, then there's the danger that we don't fire on all four cylinders. And there are two dangers here. Firstly, too much activity. We all need rest and sleep. If our life is a constant activity, if one thing follows another, then we run the risk of burning out. If we don't allow time in our lives for God, then we do not give him the opportunity to speak to us. We give God no time to help us recharge us with spiritual energy. When I'm on holiday, I'm amazed at the number of people who use their mobile phones, especially when they're on the beach. I've no idea what the calls are about, but I found mobile phones ringing on a nice quiet beach, putting off-putting. Was the call important? I don't know. but they couldn't manage. But could they not manage without the phone whilst relaxing on the beach? Although I take my phone with me, it spends much of the time switched off. And if I don't switch it off, I know somebody who does. Holidays are essential, and perhaps we need to learn to leave work at home and allow God to speak to us as we relax. However, I've had my knuckles wrapped gently more than once for answering emails while I'm on holiday. A survey carried out by Money Supermarket suggests that 6 million people over the coming summer months plan to work from the beach, combining holiday with work. Maybe we need to take a long, hard look at our lifestyle, and if we're too busy, make some changes. And secondly, there's a danger of too much withdrawal. That's never been a problem for me, but it is for some. There's a danger of spending so much time in devotion that there's no action. The rhythm of the Christian life has two sides. One, meeting with God, and then secondly, serving him where he wants us to be. Anyone else would have been very annoyed at having their privacy invaded, but not Jesus. To him, they were like sheep without a shepherd. So what did he mean in verse 34? Sheep lose their way when the shepherd is not there. Jesus needs to lead us, and we need to follow. Without a shepherd, sheep cannot find the pasture they need. We need substance to keep us away as Christians. We can only find this from him who is the living bread. Without a shepherd, sheep have no defense when danger threatens. Only with Jesus can we be in the world, but not of the world. So as we move to the second part of our reading this morning, verses 53 to 56. 53 is interesting because Jesus and the disciples land at Gennesaret, which was Jewish, but only marginally so. It had a rather mixed population of Jews and Gentiles. A reminder that the gospel was for everyone. Yet again, Jesus finds himself surrounded by those coming to get rather than to receive. Wouldn't it be great if they just came to listen to him rather than because there were so many problems? But aren't we just the same at times? Teenagers especially get a bad press because parents accuse them of making use of their home rather than making a contribution. To many, home is just a hotel. And the only time they make any comments are when the fridge or the larder is empty and then the washing has not been done. Talk to my granddaughter. People outside the church come to us because they want baptism, weddings, funerals. But unfortunately, we don't see them at other times. However, the church provides a service to them, even if they have no duty whatsoever towards it. To me, this is where, as a church, we have an important role. It gives us contact with them and allows us to present the gospel to them. It's the mission of the church. In some ways, this is what the reading from Ephesians is saying. We have an obligation to those inside and outside of the church. The church should be a light that paves the way by welcoming everyone, whatever their creed or colour, and uniting them into God's mission in Christ. When we go away on holiday, particularly in hotels, staff are there when we need them. We ring down with our requests and they fulfil it. Sometimes we use God like that. He's only summoned when something is needed. If we examine ourselves, we are to some extent guilty of these things. It would rejoice the heart of Jesus if more often we came to him to offer our life, our love, our service, our devotion, and less often to demand from him the help we need. William Barclay wrote, "It's one thing the ancient world needed was compassion, pity and mercy. There was no concern for the sick and the feeble, no provision for the aged and no feeling for those who have mental health issues and are emotionally disturbed. Jesus, however, brought love, affection, and care to a world of apathy and complacency. He can still do this today. Compassion was an outstanding feature in the life of Jesus. He's spoken of several times as being moved with compassion. Actually, he is our perfect example of compassion. We need to have the same compassion, love, affection, and care that Jesus had to all those we meet day by day. Amen.